Oh, yes,
he said he found a cave with a bone ruffle.
Here's a little bit longer one.
Yeah.
Found a cave with a bone ruffle?
No, a cave with a bone ruffle. No. The best thing is to put a stick of Jelinek in them. Bugger them. Big, isn't it? Probably found a trap door with a lever out and a nice gaping hole beyond. It's a mighty craft though, isn't it?
Is it still cool in there, Tony?
Yeah.
It's a puzzle to know where the draft is actually coming from in there. What did you do?
There's a case of Bellingham, which is very surprising.
Yeah. Ah! Well done, Tony. Well done. Shall I come down and have a go?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you want that large lump, the small lump hammer to break it up?
Well, I think I can get it up now.
Oh, good. What are you going to How big was he?
Well, it nearly filled the passage, that was the problem.
Yeah. Comes. And now it's out.
Now it's out, we'll have a look at it. Well, I'm just about buggered.
Yeah. Do you want to have a quick go today before we
well, before I leave, I would like to get my own back on it.
Well, I think it's time, I think we get to call it a day anyway, couldn't we now? Yes, I think so. Because if we carry on too long today, we're going to be, you know, pretty buggered tomorrow.
All right.
Well, I mean, yeah.
What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, or are you like a last look.
Yeah. Are you game? Do you want to have another go down there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm quite happy
just
to hang
a short,
on.
Sharp brush, but...
Okay. Because Dave's got to get back, because he's in trouble. You don't expect to find things like that, Alice. No.
That's what you were looking for.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're entirely...
It's gone right down my sleeve.
You're entirely under the wrong impression, actually, Alice. We're not after Cave. So I've got a little cold air coming up from here, you know.
Mm.
He has, I think.
Mm.
Still, if you keep on finding boulders like that, Alice, and if you can remove them, well.
Mm.
Well.
Yeah.
We go really much further.
All we want to hear
is the clay floor going into the roof.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I don't know that.
Them down. No, hang on a minute.
Can you put the crowbar down into it, Tony?
Hang on,
Yeah. Mind, if you have a clay floor hitting the roof, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, it does good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah,
magnificently fresh.
Right, so we have to have a bash.
the spirit.
What time are you going now?
Well, unless you want
to... 5 to 6, eh?
Mm. Well, that is...
Yeah, you're
we're still here, and Greg's ready to go, he's coming over to get me.
Yeah.
If not, if we're back sort of to the west, it's before he's ready to go, I'll see him back there.
Yeah.
That's what's there.
Well, should we have a last quarter of an hour?
Might be you, I don't mind.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hmm? Can
you
have
a look?
No, I don't.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'll just have a look along then.
Right. I think a real good attack tomorrow. Now we've got something to dig down. We've got a passageway we're digging down. Is
you haven't been recording that lot, you peasant.
No.
Oh, I see.
No, actually, he hasn't. No. He was hoping to record it.
The moment of the breakthrough.
Yeah.
Okay, bud.
Too closely.
Oh, actually, they're fairly massive blocks at the bottom, aren't
yeah.
they? No, in all seriousness, though.
Mm.
I thought it was all small. To the above.
But. Right above him, yeah. The one he's burrowing under at the minute is quite a wide slab.
Yes, it is. Actually, all this area around here is really fluted and scalloped
yeah.
and. What have you? Nice crossroad. Oh, do you want that? I could use it.
No, I know.
Oh, you've had your dig after all. Bugger it.
Well, I could only scrape. Rocks from heaven, John.
Stones out the hole up.
All them.
It just fell.
Yeah. Stuff.
Well, you know what you opened up.
There she is. That's a bite.
Yeah, well, you've opened up the shaft
I
drilled with that crowbar. It is, John, you know?
No, it isn't. Right over the far corner, go straight down for a
screen. We have some more campers.
I'll come out, and you come and have a look. You see what you think of that.
There's a hole, isn't it, that big?
Uh-huh.
It's changed somewhat.
Yeah.
Your digging face is... yeah, something like that.
Stay there. Oh, there's a grab of knee.
We've got some nice pottery for you, though.
Right, Glenn, you won't have a look.
Well, that's
right.
You can have a look.
Well,
you're looking at that.
There's a...
Have you got another blackcurrant pie?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is?
They're rotting down. Yeah.
The thing is, Richard, you know, this is about 4 foot from your hole.
Well, you saw my hole, did you?
Yeah, this is 4 foot... No, this is a long way over, right on the far end. That's it, Pat. Down in there. Oh, you've blocked the view now. No, that's it. Here, look. Now, see who's got the crowbar down? Straight down here. The passage goes on.
Yeah.
That angle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is the way I'm going to go.
Convinced you.
Well, look, you know, I'll get in there. He's got the cold bar right down the thing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I
think it's a small hole.
Pardon?
It's only a small
hole. It's where your draft's coming up. Of course, your draft coming up through it, looks like. I reckon you've got boulders obstructing a hole. I've got a feeling this is where the passage should really well be. You see, it's the whole
it's
point.
Really.
It fits in, doesn't it? This is where you'd expect to have a passage there.
Oh, I've got my phone.
Nobody more disappointed.
Not John, it's a continuation of your fish on the
right.
So I've put a hole down in the hole too.
Pardon?
And I'm hitting bedrock on the other side.
John Paul. Say hello.
Hello. Hello. Oh, it's alright.
You came down to see our recorder.
Ah. Well, in sorting out our bank, we've lost them temporarily.
Oh, only temporarily.
Only temporarily.
Ah. Yes. Temporarily, to the tune of about 2 tons, I would say.
What is this, John? We've bought some pharaohs.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, what we've done, it's all right, it's not, you're quite safe, they've just been sealed off. For every year. In a small, you know, small seal.
What's happening down there, Clive?
I'm rabbit in there.
Nobody caving yet.
Hello.
Alright.
Up. All that bloody bucket out!
Get stuff.
Afternoon, Richard.
Afternoon.
You certainly seem to respond better when I say open
you. Oh, you're confusing me. You're not consistent.
The other bucket's there, behind you.
Mr. Whitcomb, you're looking disgustingly. Look at the clothes he's got on.
This is working gear.
Hey, Greg, I've
got a tie on there.
Looking at him upside down.
Don't be silly, but I haven't got any ties.
I thought he got his helmet.
Where's the bomb gone? Out the bucket then.
That's been accusing me of wearing a tie. What a thing to say.
What news from the front?
Ah,
we're going back.
John's found the way on.
Again.
Not spoil it this time.
That's not news.
There's a different way though.
What's the bucket down there then?
Have you got the bottom of the bucket down there?
No, this is in the bucket.
No. We have the damaged bucket up here, but we don't have the bottom for it.
Oh, yeah.
For
the spoil
heap
then.
Richard?
Yes?
Why don't you go out in the rain and see if you can find the bottom of the bucket for us?
I had it on the
iPhone Saturday. Alright. Mr. Mitchell and buried it.
Well, what's he got to report, Richard?
I've nothing to report.
Okay.
Oh no, you did come to blows this afternoon.
No, Wally was out in the rain.
On?
Chipping up concrete or something.
Oh.
Some harmless pursuit.
Eh?
Some harmless pursuit.
Remember not to mention ladders for Wally every time I say him now on the...
Can you?
Yes.
Looks rather crowded down there.
Yes. Right.
There's one down there as well. That's
it. Stop it!
I want to get that down there.
No,
not lying to me.
Well,
I'm fucking
neat.
Get along closely.
We'll test your reflexes.
Yeah, that reminds me of a big call I had. You ever see it?
Well, on your wall?
No, it's not
in my car. Coral, big coral.
I think I was going to take it to work and put it in the machine and cut it out. I never did it.
No, I don't think
so. I'm going to talk about this roundy one. It's not.
No.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. How's the door
ring?
Yeah, that's the door ring.
Whatever happened to the right-hand wall, then?
In here?
Yeah, but further in.
Oh, there's a reason for that.
Really?
Human. Weird flints.
No.
Yeah.
Flints?
Flints, genuine flints. Look upon the buttress up there. There's the flint and the jawbone together. And another jawbone.
There's one.
Good lord.
And the other one is where?
Didn't you ask?
We've left it for the time being. It's undercut originally here, only in a small ledge. Further and it goes right in, but we can't get to it without disturbing the skeleton.
No.
Three and four
wicks,
cleaners
usually. Yeah. Well, ironically, now that Stan has deserted the place, everyone's gone down to Stan's way of thinking.
Well, we're not vandals, Greg.
You are a vandal, Cornwall.
No, I'll tell you what, Greg. Archaeologically now, we're doing bloody well here.
I don't. I think you're wasting your bloody time, John.
We're not.
You are, you know.
No, I just never seen... I tell you what, Dave. I reckon it's not to do. Well, it's very little. Doesn't it escape my notice?
No, it's getting saved. I'll give you that, but... otherwise, there's nothing very much.
I thought that nice archaeologist told you it wasn't a site of any importance.
It is, actually. It's Iron Age.
They didn't use flints in the Iron Age.
Well, this is older, isn't it? Sure.
Have you ever seen an iron flint?
This is a very specific mending site. It's the Ferro flint.
I reckon you buried those flints, John.
I reckon the archaeologists did to make you behave yourself. Two to the Cornwall we got there. Then.
Very good.
I think you're just too good to be true all round, John.
Oh!
Did you want us to backfill behind this tent?
Oh, God, I'm not sharp. Christ, I don't know about the rock.
Joe? Did you want us to backfill behind that tent, Tom?
Yes,
you
could.
All the bones sticking out the wall.
Yeah.
I think all those ought to be excavated, John.
Yeah.
All these bones in this bank in front of you. Shall I start on them?
Okay, Dave.
Look at that. Teeth together. Everywhere you look, there's bally teeth. So all the stuff I dig out, I can drop on you, John.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
Right there.
You want that tip down there, don't you? So that we can jumble up
the whole top. Please.
I might need to put it in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
bloody top of the bottom of the bucket then, going up and going golf. Oh, what a oh, I can see it as well. Where do I get it? What if I can get the bottom of the bucket and go on the ball now?
Can I reach it from there?
Yes, down to 6 inches. That's it. Got it? Yes, fine job. I think you'd better keep it down there for a while.
It's not that bucket, it's not that bucket.
Have you found anything then, John?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
there's a hole in there.
Alex can put a light into it. Hang on.
Yeah.
Can you read it?
Well, it's a hole, yeah, but...
Well, so is this or is this not a hole?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Of course, you've got to give it to John. He's usually right kind of finish, isn't he?
I'll tell you what, you'll put this down in writing. If this doesn't go into something interesting, I'll take you all down to Wells and buy you a fish and chip meal each, right?
Right.
Right. Now this is not like a bet the stand, which you don't intend to bloody well keep, but this doesn't go into anything good.
Is there a sort of time limit set on it? Or?
John means this particular hole.
Feeling. Do you want to have a go on it, Tony?
I'll have a go, yeah.
Yeah, stay there, Tony.
He hangs on to that aqua, which is holding up
that boulder. Not holding up that boulder behind me.
Well, you're holding the boulder. No. Above you, not above you.
When the shaft collapsed, I was standing on that aqua prop.
Bloody stupid thing to do.
Well, no, But seriously, I think that collapse is a blessing in disguise, because we would never have found that otherwise. But it's certainly that passage is that wide, and I'm not exaggerating, but this height. And when you get down to that original floor, you know, in there, Christ knows what width is going
to
be.
Yeah,
now, we've got a passage going straight under this solid wall.
Down there.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
We get Charles down here, we take out just under the bucket, take that right out there.
Yeah, it's only about that wide though, isn't
it? Yeah, because it's this boulder, presumably.
Yeah, it opens out underneath, that would be the better way in.
Well, I don't know if I
walk it. Oh, I don't know.
Well, let's take this. Well,
that ought to be cleared out first so you know where you're going. I'm not saying that's definitely a way.
Well, I'm thinking.
It's sort of running alongside.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. If you could take this light in it, Clyde, put your head around the other side of that rock.
Which rock?
This rock round here, and you've got a fluting round the other side. See, round here, there's a fluting round there. And it's all, see, that fluting goes straight down.
Yeah,
I tell you what, that's what I'm thinking, go in here.
That way as well.
Yeah, it would be probably in the long run, easier.
You see, you've got this ledge running underneath, I think that may have something to do with it.
Hmm.
That's probably better. Right,
yeah.
Place, I don't know. Well, about there.
In your.
Bracelet?
Yeah.
What's it made of?
Metal.
Bloody hell.
Not gold by any chance.
Yeah.
Hey?
Is it still in situ?
No, it's caught on the end of a pickaxe.
Complete?
Complete circle.
What's it made of?
Gold.
Gold.
You're joking.
No.
Send it up.
Brass. Bronze, rather, not brass. Bronze.
Bronze.
Oh, I hate to say this, Dave. Do you know what it is?
It's
a curtain ring. Well, what the hell's a bloody curtain ring doing at this depth? Did I say what, Dave? This is a good sign, in fact. The fact you've got modern artifacts down this depth. I wonder, you know,